As we approach a new year, we automatically begin to think about new goals that we want to accomplish, things that will make us better at what we do and really even better people. You know, most of the time our goals are focused on the organization we lead or even perhaps our family. But those goals also need to be inwardly for each one of us personally. I'm going to talk to you today about how to address the clutter and the disorganization that may be in your schedule and in your life. I don't have all the answers, but I'm going to give you a plan of attack that I believe will help you become a better leader.
Today more than ever, our homes, churches, and nation need strong leadership. Ronnie Floyd has over 30 years of experience leading one of the largest churches in America. He has led the largest evangelical community in the nation and serves as the president of the National Day of Prayer. He believes people change the world. And with his legacy of influence, Ronnie Floyd is committed to the development of leaders. And now, here's your host, Ronnie Floyd, on Life and Leadership Today.
Are you ready to get after it? I said just a moment ago that in a new year, it is inevitable to think about what's before me. What kind of goals do I need to have? What do I really want to accomplish? In these final few days before we face a new year in our lives, what will it take for us to really come to a point to become all that we have the potential to become? And what will it take for us to really reach the goal that God even has for us in our life? You know, the other day I walked into our garage, and when I walked into our garage, you know, I didn't really get excited about it. In fact, when I walked in, while it's not in horrible condition, I did notice there were a few boxes piled up, clutter existed. I wouldn't call it highly disorganized, but it was not necessarily organized. It was not orderly, it was disorderly. And it was just stuff. You know, garages are full of all kinds of things. It's full of things that remind us of things in the past. It's full of things that remind us that, you know, we need to clean that up and we need to go through it. There's some things that we need to sort out. And while in our case it was not a massive amount, I've heard story after story about how many people walk in their garages, and when they walk in, I mean, they get immediately depressed because they think about all the things that lies before them, and they have procrastinated to even get to the point they are at on that day. You know, oftentimes a garage or an attic or a room in the house that oftentimes you might keep the door shut, it might represent more than just an unorganized room or a disorganized closet or something you need to do in your life, but it might represent even a greater problem or a deeper problem, and that is that there are areas in your life that you're just not organized. There are some areas in your life that you really need to get a hold of. They're not orderly, they're not done decently, in the sense that they're just not kept in the right order or the right place. You know, I'm reminded of something that all of us need to remember is that oftentimes when we walk in those situations, it reminds us of our own life. It reminds us of our schedules. It reminds us of the various places that we're supposed to be, things that we're supposed to be doing. And we get into this mentality so oftentimes, and God knows I've bought into it at times, and I'm trying my best to not become sucked into the culture in which we live, but thinking that bigger is always better. You know, we need to understand bigger is not always better. More is not always a sign of having greater success in your life. You see, treasures in our lives, they're not ours anyway. They're God's. And they're not really given to us for ourselves, but they're given to us to use for the kingdom of God. You know, the scripture says a good word that might have application here today, and that is, whatever you do, do it from your heart, as something done for the Lord and not for people. You know, periodically, you need to go through things in your life for you. I know I find myself doing that, that I go through things that I need to go through, not for someone else, but for myself. And I know many of you on this podcast today that are listening, you're leaders. Some of you are leaders in all kinds of situations. Some of you have some major responsibilities. A lot of people are accountable to you, and you have an enormous pressure upon your life. Or maybe you're a stay-at-home mom with preschoolers. I mean, that has got to be one of the most difficult tasks, if not the most difficult task, given to anyone. And to know that it never lets up. Morning, noon, night. And sometimes all night. Well, whether we're out here in the business community, in the sports world, in the ministry world, in the world of politics, or the world of our own lives and our own home, I'm telling you, we need to evaluate ourselves periodically, and that's what I want to lead us to do today. I want you to look at your life. I've done this recently in my life, and think about the disorder. Disorder. Is there disorder in your life? I have in my office at home where I study, there has been a box that has been sitting there that my wife went through several boxes and reduced down to a one small box. And she said, you need to go through this. I let it sit in the floor to the left side of my desk for 3 or 4 weeks. And that is totally unlike me. And then I thought I would sit on a shelf because we were going to have company and I didn't want them to see it if they walked in. And it sat there for 2 or 3 weeks. And all of this time, I knew that I needed to go through that box. Well, I made a decision last night that I was going to go through that box, finally. In fact, when I left the house yesterday morning, I put the box right in the middle of my door to my office so I would have to go through it and have to deal with it. And all that time, I procrastinated and I put it to the side. And last night, I went through that box. I timed myself going through that box. And I didn't hurry, but I worked through all of it. 7 minutes and 24 seconds. That's what it took. 7 minutes and 24 seconds made me feel defeated because to me, it appeared that I was disorderly. To me, that box became like something else that we all have in our lives, and that's clutter. Clutter is very difficult to escape in your life. Clutter is a picture of a confusion that's going on in your life, and if you're not careful and you have a lot of clutter, and we all have a lot of clutter in our schedules, in our meeting times, in our times with our family, there's a lot of clutter. And if we're not careful, that clutter will lead us to feeling like we are absolutely overwhelmed and we want to give up. Well, you know what? God never wants us to feel like a loser, and we should never feel like a loser. And what we have to understand is that even in the midst of disorder and even in the midst of clutter, there's a way to work through all that. And in a moment, I'm going to talk about how to work through the clutter in your life. You know, oftentimes people hoard things that they have. Especially people of the older age, many times they simply are so afraid to get rid of things. There's something that is just there when you're able to see it and you're able to put it in a box and know that it's there and it's special. I mean, you know what it is? It's a picture of what you value in your life. And you know and I know that we all don't value the same things. Gina and I, we went through some stuff recently and we put it in a box for our sons. And our sons are both in their 30s. And they all have their families. And laughingly, we said to one another as we closed the box, you know, they probably don't care one thing about that. And one day when we're gone, they're going to take that and throw that into some lake or throw it into some trash can. And it's all their stuff, but they've never wanted to take it. And yet it's special to us. And so we think it should be special to them. But that's not the way it works. But we always hoard what we value. And here's something else we do. when we procrastinate, we let things pile up, those piles that go on, just like that box I talked about a moment ago. Well, every one of us have things in life that pile up. We have clutter in our lives. We have disorder in our lives. And you know and I know that one of the most difficult things in the world is to work through your schedules. There are many of you today, you have children that are in the younger age of life. Some of you have elementary school kids. You have junior or middle school kids. You have high school kids. And you're out here trying to figure out, when you look at your schedule for the next week, I don't know how we're going to get this done. Both of you work outside the home, and the pressure is enormous. And even if one of you work outside the home and the other one on the inside of the home as a stay-at-home parent, what ends up happening is that it becomes just consuming, all-consuming for both of you. And you live from sunup to exhaustion, and you start off exhausted the next day to the next level of exhaustion. And when the weekend should be a time when you sit back some and chill and refresh, Saturday morning becomes filled with something going on with your children. I mean, it's not easy to work through that, work through the schedules of work and business and challenges that go on, meetings and everything. So how do you deal with it? What do you do? I want to propose to you today some actions that perhaps we need to consider to get rid of the clutter and the disorder, and maybe even those things in our lives that we tend to hold on to longer than we should, and we might even, some would accuse us of hoarding a few things. How do we deal with all that? But let me give you this action. The first action, an important action, attack it. Attack it. Set a time and say, on this day, I am going to attack it. Just like that silly little box that only took me 7 minutes and 24 seconds to go through. I set it in the middle of the floor to remind me that I was not going to bed that night without attacking that box and dealing with what was in that box. In other words, I not only set a time, but I established a completion date. I'm not going to bed until it's done. Oftentimes, we are needing to do something, but we never set that plan of attack. Maybe it's a problem that we have. Maybe it's something that's going on in life. Years ago, I had the privilege to be behind the scenes in the Disney organization, and one of the speakers that spoke talked about how problems are like frogs. That's right, frogs. Those little slimy things that jump. Some are small, some are large. He said, problems are like those frogs, and oftentimes what we want to do is that we want to go to work and we deal with all the small frogs and we leave the big frog, the big problem, out to be the very last thing we do, perhaps at the end of the day or the end of the week, the end of the quarter, the end of the month, the end of the year, all because we just don't want to deal with it. We think it might go away, but it never goes away. He taught something that day I have never forgotten and I have tried to use in my life. He said, what you need to do is start your day dealing with the biggest frogs, swallowing the big frogs, and once you swallow the big frogs, it makes the other frogs go down easier. The other problems are not as great when you have dealt with the biggest problem that you have. Well, that all starts with, I am going to attack the problem, whether it's small or large. I'm going to attack the clutter, small or large. I'm going to attack the schedule collision, small or large. I'm going to attack the colliding relationship that needs to stop. I'm going to deal with those matters. So attack it. Another thing, plan it. In other words, have a plan. What is your plan of attack? How are you going to do it? You know, there are some things in life, when you look at your calendar, for example, there are some things that you need to keep, there are some things you need to give away, and there are some things you need to trash, just like you would your garage. I mean, if you were going to sort out matters in your garage, what would you do? You'd have a pile to keep, a pile to give, and a pile to trash. Well, guess what? There are things every leader has that only the leader needs to keep. Maybe he or she is the keeper of the culture. Maybe they are the greatest communicators in the organization. Maybe they're the vision casters that only them can really cast the vision. Whatever it may be, you keep what you're the best at in your organization. but learn to give away other things. And giving away doesn't mean you're giving away just the bad things. You're giving away some of the good things and some of the things that you're even good at and some of the things that are important, but somebody else can do them. And there are some things in every one of our schedules, every one of our calendars, we just need to trash them. They don't need to happen. So action one, attack. Set a time, establish a completion date. Action two, develop a plan. Keep it, give it, or trash it. Take your pick. Action three, determine to simplify your life. Simplify. Even me to use that word puts me under conviction. I mean, that word simplify is very difficult to accomplish in a very complex culture and in a very complicated season in American life. And there's not one of us that escaped the challenges that lie before us, personally, in our vocation, and even in our nation. But somehow we have to learn to simplify life. I was thinking about that the other day. How do we simplify? How do we do that? I mean, I really want to try my best to take a new shot at that in my own life some. And that's a big statement because of all that I have demanded upon me. Why don't you join me and let's try? But what does that take? Well, it starts with prioritizing things. You have to decide what's most important, because what's most important will do a second thing. It means that other things will be reduced or done away with. And in order for us to simplify, we have to prioritize and we have to reduce. We prioritize what is most important, and we're reducing our responsibility some, and we're trying our very best to create some level of margin, which is very, very challenging. And quite honestly, the greater the leader, the more expectations will be on your life. And the more expectations you have on your life, the more cluttered your life can become. So it's not a matter of I'm going to do this once a year. It's a matter of doing, I've got to do this constantly. How can I simplify? What can I continue to do? What can I give away? What do I need to stop doing? I read a book not long ago that taught me something that I think everyone needs to know. And that is, you know, life is not simply about starting things, but life is also about knowing when to stop things. That's that reduction part. That's that point that might be good, but it's had its day. Ditch it. Trash it. Do away with it. Bring it back later. Whatever it may be. But just consider how to simplify. And finally, you have to personalize. I mean, you have to make this your own. No one can organize your life more than you. You can say, well, I'll have my assistant do that. Listen, the only person that's going to value your time is you. You're the one that has to determine what is most highly important to you. And so you need to ask yourself between now and the end of the year a very serious question. What do I want to attack in my life before the end of the year? What is that? I mean, what is it? You've got to decide what that is. What are those things that you need to really get after? For me, while it was so elementary and so small, it started with that box that took me 7 minutes and 24 seconds to go through last night. You say, Ronnie, I cannot believe that you're saying this. I'm telling you, sometimes we have to start where we are. That's where you have to do. You have to start where you are. And I'm going to do my very best between now and the end of the year. I'm going to determine what I need to attack in my own life and get it solved before the end of the year so I will not carry it in my backpack going into the next year. But then there's a second question that everyone needs to personalize. What plan do I need to establish in my life to grow in the next year? What does that need to be? How do I grow professionally? How am I going to grow personally? How am I going to grow spiritually? How am I going to develop myself to be better than I am today? This is very, very important, and usually it takes the allocation of a few days to do that in a row that will put you in a situation that will lead you to accomplishing that goal, whatever it may be. And then I think a very relevant question that is one of those deep, deep questions in life, is there a way I can simplify my life this next year? What can I reduce and what do I need to prioritize? Whatever it's worth, not that you need it because I've already said it, and not that you need it before I said it, but I'm going to say it again. Bigger is not always better. More does not always mean success. You know, there's part of this we need to really grasp the heart of what Jesus taught us. We need to value order and peace and joy and fulfillment. Every one of us will make a decision today about whether we are going to enter the next year foolishly or whether we are going to enter the next year wisely. With the days you have left in this year, make a decision now. I am going to do all I can to be all I have the potential to be. And I cannot become that when my life appears and perhaps is at times disorganized or cluttered. The secret is prioritizing what needs to be prioritized in your life and reducing or eliminating those things that are no longer as necessary. This is Ronnie Floyd on Life and Leadership Today.
Thank you for spending time with us today. Please subscribe, rate, and share this podcast with others. Also follow Ronnie via social media on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Ronnie Floyd. Learn more about Ronnie by visiting ronniefloyd.com. Don't forget to join us next week as we spend time learning together about life and leadership today.